There's one environmental program on the Trump administration's chopping block that might surprise you. It's Energy Star, those labels you might have seen on computers or refrigerators. They tell you how energy efficient an appliance is. Energy Star is one of more than 50 programs at the Environmental Protection Agency that President Trump wants to cut. Nivas Dolshak and Asim Prakash are University of Washington professors who study environmental politics. Prakash says Energy Star is threatened because it's connected to the fight against climate change.
So it's not that they are particularly obsessed about Energy Star, but any policy that has even a close semblance with global climate change or climate change mitigation, they want to crack down. This is a program that coheres with the Republican ideology. It's a voluntary program. For the last 25 years, it has had bipartisan support. Businesses love it. Consumers love it. Everybody loves it. Of course, it has had some problems. And yet, the administration wants to axe it. It has a very small fiscal impact, about, you know, $57 to $60 million. Whereas if you see the savings, they're enormous. So on a fiscal basis, on an ideological basis, there is no compelling explanation. So we have to rely on this kind of knee-jerk or maybe not so knee-jerk reaction against climate change, and anything that has to do with climate change has to be purged. So Energy Star is a collateral damage.
Before he was elected, Donald Trump said he wanted to slash regulations on businesses and cut government spending. Do you think Energy Star fits into that goal?
Actually, it does not fit at all. It's not prescribing what businesses have to do. It's giving them an opportunity. As a matter of fact, it's creating what we call a market for virtue. So it's rewarding those businesses who have the possibilities, who have the technology, who have the low-cost ways of creating products that customers want. So it's essentially, it's assisting the producers and the consumers to identify the products and make the progress technologically, environmentally, and so on.
And can you tell me more what benefit it is still providing 25 years after it started?
First, from the perspective of consumers, you lower your water bills, you lower your energy bills. And from the perspective of society, you take less resources and you pollute less. So it's a win-win for all.
Last week, the big news was that Republicans did not succeed in repealing and replacing Obamacare. What lessons from the healthcare fight do you see for environmentalists?
Well, we have seen some of the similar pressures already occur when it comes to federal lands. We've seen efforts in Utah where the federal government proposed reducing the size of federal lands that are protected. We have seen industry, especially recreation industry, push back. So as we see it, the lesson is find areas where environmental regulations provide local benefits and highlight those, because there's no question those benefits are there, but in the public eye, they're just not visible enough.
So the crucial lesson, to build on what Nivas has said, is regulations create constituencies. But constituencies don't always realize that their benefits are because of the regulation. So what environmental groups need to do is to identify the benefits in concrete ways and educate the local constituencies in terms of the jobs, in terms of other benefits, and then mobilize them. The advocacy efforts have to be slightly reframed. Environmentalists work for the people and secure and help real jobs.
Nivas Dolshak is Associate Director of the University of Washington School of Marine and Environmental Affairs. Asim Prakash is Director of the UW Center for Environmental Politics.